life on any other business. I have quite a number of things to report. The first one is that the task force has received an inquiry from Paul on the cycle path at West Kowloon Cultural District. Because in this particular meeting there would be no representative from WKCD, so we have put forward the comments and the questions to WKCD for a direct response, and then we are waiting for the response from the authority. So once we receive this authority, we will circulate the response to members. And if it is necessary, that could be further discussed when the action area is being discussed. The next AOB item is about the meeting documents. Earlier on, we mentioned about a lot of the bulk size of the meeting documents that have to be sent by a number of emails. So the Harbor Unit is working on it. That would provide easier link and relevant website, perhaps in the form of an internet, that will allow members to download the materials easily. So members' view on this new practice, if any, would be welcome while this is being developed. I think that would be really welcomed. The next thing I want to report on is we have held the 8th Harbourfront Commission meeting, which some of the members were also there. The task force on the waterland interface has already been established, and it has met in November 2011. And now from the commission meeting, the harbor authority issue has also been discussed, and the harbor unit is inviting some members, key members, to be involved in a retreat and a workshop to share ideas about the development in terms of a harbor authority. So this is to keep members informed about the latest development. Then finally, about the action areas that we would look at in the next meeting, does any member have any idea about it? If not, I think we could go to this experience of this meeting. I think the Secretariat has been very helpful together with the Harbor Unit in coming up with action area, because it's important that not just that the action area we will look at it, but there would be responses and progress and so on, so to enable a lively discussion. So with this, unless members have comments, you could send directly to the Secretariat. Otherwise, the Secretariat would come up with some action areas for us to discuss. Paul, you raised your hand.
Yeah, for AOB and related to this, we did with the Hong Kong Island Group, we did a site visit, and it's very good to walk the waterfront. I suggest that next time we spend an hour and walk one of the waterfronts, and over time, basically walk the entire waterfront. You know, we've done Hang Hom last time when we opened it, and we walked from Hang Hom all the way to TST, and I think everybody had a good experience. So now we have a follow-up discussion. Everybody has a good opinion about it because we've actually touched the stones. So maybe we can do next time. We can go and walk Tsuen Wan. We got the issue there of integrating the cycle track and the promenade. And we can walk from one side to the other side along Tsuen Wan. Is you know, Tsing Kau Bridge, we end up, and we start at as far as on the west possible. We end up as far as on the east possible, which would be not further than Tsing Kau Bridge, where the basically the container terminal start. And then we have a good feeling about what the issues are for that particular area. And then another time we can do Tsing Yi, and another time we can do another area like the third one would be To Kwa Wan. Probably from To Kwa Wan to Hang Hom. We've done the Hang Hom to TST, so To Kwa Wan to Hang Hom, that's a good walk. And then we have the park issues there, the integration of the various things, the Southern Kowloon Link works that are going to take place there. So we can do section by section. And then, you know, the last section, of course, would be the Lei Yu Mun Yao Tong Tra Kho Ling section. So there's about four walks, I think. That will be a kind of a good substantial walk. It gives us good input, and I think we've got to stretch the stones and not just sit in this meeting room here. Okay, Peter gets a wheelchair and an umbrella, and we'll push him. So that would be, and then my second point for AAB, but as a question, is when do we get that integrated report, which gives us a real progress report? When does the Harbour Unit think that they're going to be at a point that we've integrated the strategy, the opportunities and the action areas into one overview, which so we can have just a regular progress report update from harbour units. So we just get an update on the changes that took place in the proceeding to the meeting, so we can stay up to speed.
Okay, two AOB items. The first one, I could see a lot of members are nodding their heads. I can see that all of us, none of us is obese, so we will be ready to walk. Even though we have to look at the feasibility issues and so on, that I think that could be further looked into in terms of having field visits. But if these field visits can really be arranged when the Secretariat really invites members to join the field visit, please come to the to the visit and make sure that, you know, we all have a good walk, even though I think it will be too soon for us to have a Han Dai one before the Chinese New Year, but later on. And then the second LB item about the action area table, I think this is the, we have covered this in terms of the matters arising in terms of the action area table, and you know, Harbour Unit is already working on it. All right, so if you have specific comments, please put them forward to the Harbour Unit. All right, so is there any AOB item? YY?
Actually, I think, you know, Paul has this really good suggestion, you know, taking all these walks. But I think perhaps we can do it on our own instead of, you know, like being arranged by the group. Because I think it's too much work for them, you know, they have to arrange all these departments. Actually, I think if we want to, we can just go and, you know, pick a day and go on our own. Yeah.
Well, I think I could see. Yeah, I could see the benefits of organizing it together as well, so that members can really interchange views as well as listen to the insights from some of the people who are actually involved in the management of the area. Well, while all these are being arranged, I don't think we would have four walks in a month, so feel free to walk around the waterfront area so that you have better insight. I have a last AOB item that is about the date of the next meeting. So it's tentatively scheduled in mid-April, so the Secretariat would inform members about the potential dates and so on. If you have items, please feel free to suggest. And is there any? Yes, Paul.
Well, it's an issue that I have with probably how you're chairing this meeting. I was asking a question to be asked to the Development Bureau on when those progress reports is, and then I get an answer from you. Which I don't think is appropriate, because my question is through you to the Development Bureau. So I hope the Development Bureau can answer when those progress reports will be available, rather than I get an answer from you, which
Sorry.
Is your interpretation of the current situation. So I'd like to know from Development Bureau Harbour Unit, when will those progress reports, those integrated reports, be presented? So
thank you.
Question.
So I think we have a misunderstanding here, because basically I thought you were asking about the AOB, no, sorry, the matters arising in terms of the action area. So that is straightforward. We have already answered it. So instead, you are not talking about the action area. You're talking about progress report, right, Paul? I have to clarify before I ask anybody to respond.
There are three different reports for around the harbour. One is the action areas, one is the opportunities from the lands department, and the other one is the harbour plan strategy paper, which has also been translated and documented with the LegCo. Those are three different papers telling us what happens around the harbour. We've brought that up, and the harbour unit is saying we're going to integrate it, but there were some technical issues. That was a consideration given 2 months ago. I'm asking now, when will we be able to have this regular progress update? It means that all those three documents have been integrated. So I'd just like to hear what timeline we're talking about. I know that we have already said we're going to do it, but I'm just asking for a time.
Yeah, thank you for the explanation. It is now clearer. It doesn't, you know, unless you explain, it is not clear to me. So now about the integration, Gracie?
Actually, we are working on it, and hopefully by the next meeting, we'll be able to do it.
Mid-April, and that would be dealt with at the commission level rather than the task force level.
Actually, my unit is compiling the same for all the task force. That's why it takes a little bit more time to do all the synchronizing thing and etc. Yeah.
Okay. So, does that answer your question?
Fully happy to help too if you need any help.
All right. Thank you. So everybody's happy. Any other AOB item or anything that I've missed? If not, then happy Chinese New Year, and see you in the next meeting around mid-April. Thank you.